Hi, friends. Hello, hello. You're listening to I'm Sorry With the Podcast with Ashley Sleek. It's just like I showed up to your house, bottle of wine in hand, with like 45 to an hour of juicy ass gossip to talk about. Like, who doesn't want to do that? Hello, hello, and welcome back to I'm Sorry With the Podcast. I'm Ashley Sleek, and I have to tell you, I'm trying something new today. She's got a new look going. So I went to the Bay FC game with my dad. Shout out. We'll talk about it in the sports section. So fun. But I wanted to get a new hat, okay, because of course, you know, got to be a fan. And I kept seeing people walk around with this cute hat and had like a little rope across the top. But it's more of like one of those like wide-brimmed hat, not like a flat bill, but like not a dad hat. And I feel like I always wear a dad. If I'm going to wear a hat, I'm going to wear a dad hat. Like, it's a little bit more comfortable to me. I like things that fit. Like, I'm a skinny jeans girl. I tried the whole like boyfriend jean trend, and it's just like, it's not for me. So I feel like I was the same way with hats. I need to like suction to my head. But I saw so many girlies and they look so cute. And I'm like, could I be that bitch? Because I'm starting to think like I'm just holding myself back. Like, when it comes to fashion, like, I've been looking at leather jackets, like the ones Alex Earls wears, you know, where it's like long and a little bigger. And I'm like, can I pull that off? And I'm like, why? Why not me? Why can't I pull it off? So my first step was to get this hat. And I was so nervous because when we went to go buy them, there was only one left. And the lady in front of us was taking so long to order, and I was like, oh my god, am I gonna get my hat? And so I did, and now I have it. And I'm like, okay, so I need to ask the people, do we think I can pull off this style hat? Also, maybe my outfit was a lot cuter because I had my blazer on, but I forgot that like it's getting hot, and as we know, I don't have air conditioning, so I'm, you know, the outfit's not outfitting, but like, can I rock this hat? Does it look cool? Do I fit my cool girl aesthetic? Please let me know. Be nice. For those of you who are listening to the podcast, obviously you're like, Ashley, I can't see you. I'll post a clip. I'll post a clip or I'll post a picture and it's going to be fine. But anyways, yeah. So she's trying out like a new style. Like, you know, I've been saying, I'm just craving a lot of change in my life. And so here we are. The apartment's coming along. I think I'm going to do a little bit of a spending freeze. I really want to focus, I think, on, you know, paying off my credit cards. I think that it's funny because if I see something that I think I really need, then I'll get it. But I think we're in like a good place. You know, I think we're good. I have to tell you, I have the most depressing follow-up from last week. Pickleball got canceled. Can you believe, after all of that hype, pickleball literally got canceled last week because the ref went out of town and there's only one ref? It's like, can you literally believe? I'm like, you have no idea. The podcast girlies were so excited for this game and it got canceled. And I was so upset because I was literally texting Danielle and Kevin and we were talking about where we were going to have team dinner before our, you know, grand performance. And as I was texting them, I got the text from Zog Sports, shout out, and was like, yeah, sorry, babe, the game's canceled. And I'm like, no. I mean, we still had team dinner. We went to Whole Foods with our girl Mo. And, you know, we had a good time. But it was really depressing because I truly felt like today we were going to thrive. And I had pickleball tonight. I'm not going to lie, I'm feeling a little under the weather, which is why the podcast is also coming out so late. Because I woke up, I got ready, and I was like, oh my god. You know, when you just feel something in your body and you're like, a bitch is tired. So I literally went back to sleep and I fell asleep for another like 2 hours. And if you're worried about work, I worked 7 days in a row last week. And I know for some of you, you're like, yes, Ashley, that's, you know, that's normal for me. Not for me. I cannot. Like, I remember being in college and it's so crazy to me, like, to think that I could ever do this. Like, I had 3 jobs when I was in college. Like, there was one point where I had an internship, I worked at the sandwich shop, and I was working at this like breakfast place that was also a bar the night before as a hostess. And that is so wild to me. But then, like, on top of that, I think I dropped the job at like the hostessing job, and I still had the sandwich job for a while. And then I was, you know, doing lacrosse and doing the radio station. And then I at some point left sandwich and went to Chipotle. Like, what a journey. I just can't.
I like need my sleep and I'm so out of it. So, you know, and I just feel like as a society, we're just all too pretty to work that hard, like truly. But, you know, as we all heard on the podcast, the drag brunch went amazing. And so, you know, that was kind of why I was working. I really wanted it to turn out really great, and it did. So that was amazing. We live, laugh, love. And the next one will be on Mother's Day. So if you're interested, tickets are at the Cedar Room underscore Campbell on Instagram. But yeah, really excited about that. So that was great. But yeah, I'm like really tired, and I think I just like work too hard. And, you know, it's so funny because I remember after radio, I was like, I have to have a work-life balance, because I was like, you know, not really giving enough to my friends. I felt like I wasn't giving enough to myself. And I feel like I kind of crept into that with this job. Obviously, also having all these like things happen this year, I was kind of like, oh, I'm gonna throw myself into work. And I know I talked about this before on the podcast, but I'm working slowly to come out of that and trying to have a more fulfilling after work life. Right now it's just like work, and then I'm so tired, I just like come home. But I've been trying to go for long walks and then like catch up and call somebody. So you know, I gotta keep doing that. She's gotta keep doing that. Because, by the way, I have to tell you, not to humble brag or anything, but like I went back to Old Navy to get the jeans. And okay, if you didn't hear this on the last episode, I think it was two episodes ago, I decided to go get jeans at the Old Navy outlet Easter weekend, like a fool, like an absolute idiot. And I had a full blown mental breakdown, like a full panic attack, couldn't do it. But the problem is that I still needed jeans, because as we know, I own two pairs and they had a hole in it. And one day I tried to wear an old pair and they were kind of more of a low rise. And the whole day I just wanted to jump out the building. I was like, I just can't. I can't with these jeans. So anyways, I placed an order for three jeans on oldnavy.com so I could pick them up. And I was like, I'll try them on in the privacy of my own home and then I'll return them. Like, it's fine. And so when I had tried them on at Old Navy, like one size was just a little loose and the other one was like a little tight. And I was like, I don't know what to do. So I decided to hurt my own feelings and I got the skinnier size. You guys, they fit. It's fine. It's fine. They fit. And I'm just a skinny legend over here. So it's fine. It's fine. I literally was so grateful, mostly because I didn't plan a backup outfit. And I was just like, these jeans are going to work. And they did. And I was like, blessings to all the gods, all of them. I don't know which one you believe in, but blessings to all of them that I fit in these jeans. So, you know, I was like, oh, it's twofold. I'll get a little longer walky journey. And then I will also, you know, get to talk to somebody on the phone and catch up with some friends. So that's my new plan. We'll see how it works. So far I've done it like a couple days, but mostly these last 2 weeks it's been working really late and then sleeping. I also, this weekend I fell down a little loopy loop and I decided to start Suits. And I have to tell you, like, the process for me to start a new show is so intense because I just get so nervous. I'm in this world of protecting my peace so hard. Like, I don't want to watch anything that I think is going to make me sad, you know? So like, I have to be inundated with a lot of clips from TikTok for me to be like, okay, finally, like, I'll watch. And you know what? I like Meghan Markle. Okay, I'm on her side. I'm a stan. She's getting a new show. I'm excited about it. And so, which we'll talk about later on. And so, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to watch Suits. So I sat down, I watched Suits, and then I fell in a Suits hole. I fell in, and honestly, it's been a while since I've watched a show that has that many seasons. So it's really exciting. It's kind of also giving me a little bit of purpose. I'm like, okay, well, if I finish my day, I can reward myself with a couple episodes of Suits. So right now I'm in season 2, and you know, I'm really liking it. I think it's a good show. I honestly didn't know the concept. I knew it was like lawyers, but that was it. But like, yeah, it's juicy and I'm into it. So I recommend, if you haven't watched Suits yet, I don't want to give any spoilers because like I'm coming in clean. Like, I mean, I obviously know who ends up together because of Meghan Markle's wedding, but yeah, that's kind of obvious from the beginning, you know, like they're giving Jim and Pam, like we get it, you know? So it's a really cute show and I'm enjoying it and it's badass and I'm like, ooh. So yeah, so that's what I've been doing with my life pretty much. But I have to tell you something, okay? It's not one of my stories, but obviously like OJ Simpson passed away this week and like whatever. But I have to say What was so funny to me was the day that that happened. That's when I was like, okay, do I find a new show? So obviously I was perusing for a sports doc and I was like, oh, what does Hulu have? Because like Hulu has Welcome to Wrexham and it seems like that's it, you know? But I literally open up Hulu that day. Tell me why one of the big advertisements was for the People vs. OJ. Tell me why the day of, the literal day that OJ passed away, Hulu has this big old ad for the People vs. OJ. I said, okay, respect the marketing, respect the marketing. And then Netflix caught on because I think it was last night or maybe the night before when I opened it up, their big thing was their 30 for 30 on OJ Simpson. And I was like, you guys are shady as fuck and I respect it. What can I say? I was like, that is so funny. I loved it. You guys, I have to tell you too. So TikTok does memories. I don't know if you know this. I never thought, you know, that I would get memories anymore because I don't go on Facebook and I don't go on Snapchat, you know, but TikTok does them. And I have never been so humbled so quickly by my March TikToks. Okay. So literally back to back. Okay. I see one and it's me and I'm like, I'm so embarrassed now, but it's fine. I'm totally one of those bitches who's cried on the internet. Shocking. If you listen to the podcast, I've cried on the podcast, which I feel like is a little bit more respectful, but like whatever. The first one is me crying and I am literally going to drop off my keys to my apartment with Jimmy. So like I'm literally going to drop off my keys and I'm like, you know, someday I'm going to look back on this moment and, you know, I'm going to know that everything was okay and I made the right choice. And I'm not humbled. I'm thrilled to be able to say that, like, girl, you were right. Like, we love. Okay. But then not 2 days later, like literally was a TikTok memory from when Scotland broke up with me and I was crying again on the internet. And it was like, it was one of those, the sound that was like, what happened to the original plot of the movie? And it was like, when you move to like San Jose to be closer to your boyfriend, he breaks up with you 2 weeks later. And I was like, I was so humbled by March. I was like, God, March is such a month for me. I mean, although this time it happened in January, but it cracked me up. But it was also this like really beautiful moment. You know, I mean, listen, I'm not going to say I took it beautiful right away. I'm not going to lie to the people. Of course, I was like, oh my God, my life. I keep going through breakups and I'm so tired of it. Like, of course. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you all. But there was a part of me that was like, okay, okay, you've gotten through those two. You'll get through this one. It's going to be okay. So, you know, it was humbling, but it was a good reminder. It was also just straight hilarious. I was like, no, I don't think I needed back-to-back reminders of me crying on the internet, but here we are. And I could have kept it to myself, but that's not what we do here on the podcast. You know, I had to tell you that I was humbled, ashamed, and embarrassed. Oh, so speaking of, like, me getting depressed, I would like to petition for there to be away messages on text messages. Like, there's two things I think Apple needs to do, and it's not move the hang up button. Have you guys updated your phone? Because I updated it, or it updated against my will. I don't really know. And I can't fucking figure out where the hang up button is, and it's driving me crazy. So like, you know, normally it's six buttons in the middle of your screen. Now it's like six buttons at the bottom of your screen, and it's very intimidating to me. I don't like it. I don't like this change at all. So anyways, that happened. But what they didn't do is, one, be able to mark your text as unread. Drives me insane. Because sometimes you're just looking at them and then you like, maybe you read it and then you walk away. Like, I need them to get on top of that feature. Feature number two I would like is an away message. I would like an away message. I would like to be able to be like, I am depressed right now. I will get back to you in probably 5 to 10 business days. Like, give me the option. And I was telling Andrew about this and he's like, why don't you just text that back to your friends and be like, hey, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just feeling depressed right now. And, you know, I'll get back to you. I just want you to know I got your text. I said, Andrew, because that is too logical of a solution. So it might be something I'm going to work on doing, or just saying like, hey, I'm at work. Like, I don't know. I feel like what happens to me, and I know I've talked about this before, and I know some of you bitches can relate. Okay. What happens to me is I get a text and then I'm either like just feeling depressed and not having the energy to answer it, or I'm like really in the meeting and something in work, you know, and I don't respond, and then I forget, and then I see it, and then I feel so bad about how long it has passed since I've responded to said text message that now I'm in a spiral and now I can't respond. So if my phone could just send an automatic message, that would be what's up. I remember that they tried to do this with driving. Do you guys remember this? I don't think I ever had it set up on my phone, but I know some friends did, where if they were driving, like it would send an automatic text, and I don't know what happened to that, but like now maybe we can bring it back. Okay. I know we also talked a little bit about my fashion earlier, but I'm ready to put my blazer back on. So I know I could pause the podcast while I do this, which is probably the right thing to do, because I will say I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and I'm definitely in my podcast girl era. The lineup for me right now is The Toast, which we love, and Giggly Squad, we also love, New Heights, of course, and I started listening to A Taste of Taylor, big fan. My sister's very excited. A lot of these were her recommendations. And then I obviously still listen to Jay, but my thing is I have to listen to Jay when I'm like focused, you know, because sometimes I just like miss what he's saying and I'm like, okay, well, he was just giving me a blessing and I missed it. So anyways, what I realized is that I absolutely disdain and hate when people like drink water on a microphone or like eat, like it just sounds so annoying. So I try really hard not to make extra noises, but it happens. Like, we're human beings. So anyways, I know we already talked about my fashion. I'd like to talk about it again because I'm in my blazer and I want to tell you all a little story about what I did last week. So I decided that I wanted to, I mean, I work, okay, so at my work, you know, I see a lot of people in the day. It's not just like, you know, I don't work in a corporation, you know, anymore. So it's not like I'm just seeing my coworkers. I see people on a regular basis. And I saw this mom come in and she looked so cute. She had hot mom aesthetic. And listen, I don't need hot mom aesthetic. We all know I'm very into hot auntie aesthetic, but I felt like if I was taking my niece to the movies, like this was the fit, you know? So she was wearing a white shirt. I look like black leggings, white sneaks, a blazer, and a hat. And she looked so absolutely stunning. And so the next day I was like, I can recreate this look. So I came in, it wasn't exactly like the same look. I had a blazer, and I, you guys, as I'm telling you the story, I feel like I told you it last week and I am so sorry. Maybe I didn't, so I'm just going to keep going. But if I did, I'm so sorry, because usually I've been listening to the podcast like the day before I record it, so that way I don't do something like this. But anyways, it might have just been everybody else that I told I did this to. So I have like more of a purpley kind of blazer, so that's, I'm wearing it right now. I wore my white shirt, my black leggings, and my, you know, my sneaks. And then I didn't have the hat that she had. I feel like I have to get it. It's the beige. I think she had the Giants or the 49ers, but they came out with a line of hats that's like just beige and then it's got the logo. I need it. It's so cute. And so I rocked it with my my dad hat for the earthquakes, and it was cute. It was really cute. I think with the hat that I'm wearing now, like, I think it only works with the dad hat. I think the round bill is like not giving, but you know, I'm just gonna start, I'm gonna continue to pull inspiration from the ladies I see on the streets. Like, I just love a good hot mom aesthetic, you know? I feel like it transfers to hot auntie, because I just want you to know that nothing's changed, okay? I don't want you to get concerned. I'm not coming down with the mom, the baby fever. I'm loving the auntie fever. So anyways, yeah. So catch me in some new outfits. I think I need to place an order. I know I just said I wasn't going to spend money, but like, I do think I need new clothes. I think it's time, and I'm ready. Catch me in that Alex Earl leather jacket. It's going to be a whole vibe. Also, speaking of clothes, you guys, I ended up on God Swag TikTok, and I don't know how I got here. I don't know if I want to stay here, but there are a couple creators who make, like, you know, that, listen, the sweatshirts are cool, okay? They look cool, but it's got, like, you know, Corinthians 12:53, you know, it's got, you know, Bible vibes, I don't know, God loves you. Like, I ended up so hard, and it wasn't just one account. Like, I just kept scrolling in every few videos with somebody else with Jesus swag trying to get me to purchase. And I don't know who, what, when, why, or how this happened, but it's been interesting. So listen, if you catch me on the street and a Jesus loves you sweatshirt, just know I was heavily influenced, you know, by a lot of things. Speaking of being under the influence, I went back and forth on telling you guys this, but I feel like I just have to because of my reaction was so funny. So as we know, I've been very open and honest here on the podcast for a long time about my mental health struggles. And, you know, Andrew has been trying to get me to, not in a polite way, okay? He's not like a drug pusher, okay? We're not in Mean Girls. But, you know, he's been like, maybe it's time to try medication. I've always been hesitant to it. And it's not because I don't believe in it. It's because when you have so many illnesses, like I do, and when you got new illnesses from medications for previous illnesses, you know, the trust is a little bit broken there. So anyways, I was resistant, but I decided to try it, okay? Because then I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? If I cannot be chronically depressed and anxious, like, it's over for you bitches. Like, once I get that shit in check, like, I'm going to be unstoppable. So I said, fine, I'll try it, okay? So my therapist asked me, he's like, what's one of your biggest concerns? And I was like, well, am I still going to be funny? He's like, what? I'm like, no, if I start taking, you know, some antidepressants, like, am I still going to be funny? Because, like, you know, and the way he looked at me, it was like, yes, you will still have your personality. I'm like, what? It's a valid question. Okay. It's a valid question. I feel like, you know, from misery comes sometimes a little bit of hilarity. And I was just nervous that maybe I wouldn't be as funny. So I don't know. I'm so far I'm on a couple days in, I think I'm still hilarious. So like, we're good. I do feel a bit better. You know, I can't say, it's only been a couple days, so I don't want to get too like cocky about it, but yeah, she's on her new, this is the new chapter of the mental health journey. And I just had to tell you all about it, 'cause I just thought it was so funny that I was so absolutely concerned. My main concern was like, am I not going to be funny? And that leads us to the stories this week. So normally I do my top three, but I have a top four this week because I feel like, you know, something snuck in here through TikTok that I really wanted to talk about, and I didn't want to not talk about the other ones. So also, I feel like my absolute guiding light for the podcast is The Toast, and they do 5 stories, and so sometimes they do 6, and if Jackie and Claude can allow it, so can I. So here is my MySpace top 4 stories that I think that you should hear all about. I'm trying not to steal their words because they're like, these are stories you should know about. And I'm like, ooh, like, I don't want to copy from their podcast, you know? Okay, first and foremost, Brittany Mahomes dyed her hair red. So I haven't been on Instagram, as we know, which is so annoying. I don't want to be one of those people. It's like, I don't do social media anymore. But like, I haven't been on social media. I pop up in the gram and I literally, the first thing that pops up is Brittany Mahomes in this striking red hair. And I got so nervous because I hadn't been on so long. I'm like, oh my God, is this an April Fool's prank? So I literally went to her profile to see what day she posted it. It did not look like it was April Fool's. She looked stunning. I don't understand why more people aren't talking about this. Like, Brittany Mahomes is absolutely a redhead. Like, she looks so cute blonde, and I get it. When she has her blonde hair, she's absolutely giving soccer bitch. I was like, yes, I was not surprised when I found out she played soccer. That is exactly the look she has with that blonde hair. The redhead, it's giving wag. It's giving wag. It's giving I built my own business wag. I'm obsessed. I hope it stays. I hope I was not played. And listen, I know that I also dyed my hair red. So now I'm like, it's my whole personality. And I feel like everybody should be a redhead. But her, like, I've been thinking about going more orange. Or not thinking. I went more orange. Right now it's kind of looking a little bit brown because my appointment's coming back up. And the lighting in my kitchen is terrible where I'm recording. And by the way, it's like a dining room. I don't want you to think I'm like in my kitchen. Anyways, none of this is important. This is all to say that I was thinking about going more orange. We were going to add some highlights. So it was like more of that. And then I saw her like striking red. And I was like, do I go striking red? Like, I don't know. The options are endless with the red hair. And I'm so obsessed. And, you know, I've become so obsessed with her. I did find out through my dad because I was like, oh, we went to the Bay FC soccer game, which is the women's soccer. Of course, I'll give you a more in-depth rundown during sports. But I was interested because I was like, does everybody play each other right now? Or are there like divisions, you know, like football? And he said, everybody plays each other. And I'm like, oh, my God. So are they going to play Kansas City? Because I kind of want to see this stadium, you know, and it turns out they played together on Saturday night. So I don't know, I might go home to Livermore. Maybe I'll watch with my dad. I'm just so nervous when things are on cable because I can never seem to get it happening right. Like, we've run into a lot. But I would hope a couple bars are like playing the game, because I'm going to say this later on again, but I just want to say it now that I feel like there are a lot of things as a millennial that I'm not excited that we had to live through. Being able to live through the absolute uprise of women's sports, this is something that I'm excited to be living through. Like, hell yes. So very excited to tune into that game this weekend. And if I had my shit together, I would have flown my ass out there and gone to the stadium and watched the game. Like, I'm very excited. Unless, you know what? I didn't ask. Maybe they're playing in San Jose. I did not ask, but we'll see. So anyways, Brittany Mahomes slays the day as a redhead, and I am obsessed. Obsessed. Also, story number two, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry both announced new television shows on Netflix. So listen, now I've been watching Meghan Markle a lot on my TV, and I'm like, I could use more Markle Sparkle. I'm into it. So she is going to be having like a cooking show, which is like, so seems her vibe. Like, her voice is very like soft and elegant and beautiful. So I'm excited to like hear her talk more. And she seems like she just has a very fun personality. And I think we saw that a lot in their documentary. So we're going to be getting a little bit more of that. And she did release, I believe, a cooking set line, so it's going to be more like that. And then Harry is releasing a documentary about polo, like the sport, and I'm excited because I finished Indy 500, and I was like, okay, what's next? Like, I'm like scratching for the new one, because right now, you know, we've got Formula One, I watched the NASCAR one, I watched the Indy 500, I watched Full Swing, I watched Breaking Point. Like, I want them to keep doing these ones, especially about sports that are kind of like, you know, not quote unquote, like not mainstream. Like, you know, I would love if they did one on lacrosse. Hello. But I'm hoping they start doing them on women's sports as well, which would be totally amazing. Speaking of us as a society being in our women's sports era. But I'm excited to learn more about polo. That sport's fascinating to me, because I'm like, so you're telling me that you have to balance on a horse and then hit a ball with a stick? No, that's too much. What's the other one? Croquet is the one. Croquet? Crochet? No, that's sewing. There's that one where you hit the ball on the ground, and then obviously field hockey too. But, you know, I'm really interested in both of these endeavors. I'm not a big, like, I watch cooking shows with my mom. If you walk into the Florin house on a weekend in the morning, you know, there is Food Network on no matter what. She likes to bake to the bakers, and we respect it. So, you know, I've seen a couple shows, so I do feel pretty well equipped to judge, but I've never really sought one out myself. And I think I will be. I mean, I'm getting old now, so I feel like that's, you know, that's the slippery slope to adulthood, is getting into cooking shows. So here we go. Also, speaking of couples that we live, laugh, love, Taylor and Travis were at Coachella, and I never really thought we would see the day. Like, Taylor Swift is living her absolute freaking best life. Like, I feel like Taylor is finally enjoying her life. Like, I wouldn't say finally, because of course she always did, you know, her parties with her friends, but she was always so heavily criticized. And I know this is so annoying because this shouldn't be it, but I feel like when she's with Travis doing all these things, like, she's not getting as criticized, or more importantly, she doesn't care. Like, I think she doesn't care anymore. I think when she had Reputation era, she was like so serious about that, and then I think once she left that record label, she was like, this is my life and I'm only gonna get better. And then breaking her and Joe breaking up, it was like that was the final straw. She's like, no, this is it. I'm going to enjoy my life. And she finds this guy who also just openly enjoys his life. And the way that he just like openly talks about them together on his podcast, it's just, it makes me laugh so hard. Like Little Dicky was on their podcast on New Heights. And, you know, Jason just straight up asked like, okay, so we got Swifties who listen to the show. Like, why, you know, or what song would you have them listen to like get into your music? And then, you know, he was like, yeah, you know, Little Dicky's like, yeah, like that's crazy. Like, congratulations or something like that. And Travis is like, yeah, I don't, you know, I'm so lucky. I don't even know how that happened. And Little Dicky's like, yeah, you do. And he's like, yeah, I did. I talked about it on the podcast. He's like, no, you called her out. Like, it was just such a funny interaction. And I was like, I love this. I love that they're just embracing us Swifties and they're like, come on in, you know? So it's so amazing. But anyways, not only did we see them backstage during the bleachers, but they like came out into the crowd. Like, they were surrounded by people so unbothered. Taylor looked drunk, and we love. And she just looked like she was enjoying her time. She was wearing a New Heights hat. Like, did you, honest to God, did you ever think you'd see Taylor Swift at Coachella? Because I didn't. I really didn't. And Torture Poets Society, the Department of, wait, what is it? The Department of Tortured Poets Society, I think is what it is. That album drops on Friday, and I'm really nervous because it's obviously a breakup album. That's what all the people are saying. She did a pop-up with Spotify, and apparently there's like 72, I can't remember what it is, like there's 72 locks or something, and there's like 72 months, I don't remember what it is, but some, basically the Swifties decoded it, and it basically looked like, you know, it was alluding to the 6 years that she was with Joe. And I'm like, oh my God, this might be a full-blown breakup album, and I am protecting my peace right now and not listening to stuff like that. But what am I gonna do, just not listen to the new Taylor? Like, I don't know. So we'll see what happens if I listen to it. But I feel like I must, to give you guys my rundown. So at some point, you got to put your professional career before all else, you know. So I'm really excited. I was just so happy to see them together at Coachella. It was beautiful, wonderful, and I live, laugh, loved it. Okay, the last story I had to sneak in here. I literally had to go check if this was true because I was like, no way. Like, this is just the internet trolling. No. Okay, so remember how we were talking about JoJo Siwa? She released a song called Karma's a Bitch. And, you know, it has been stuck in my head, you know. Karma's a bitch. I should have known better. I think that's what the words are. But anyways, apparently this song was recorded back in, I think, 2012 by a woman named Britt Smith. And so the old recording of her has resurfaced. And she's like on the iTunes top 100. Like, she's blowing up. Like, her song is like making records right now. And I feel happy for her, but kind of bad for JoJo Siwa. And it's hard because, I mean, I kept thinking, I'm like, the song is good. The song's good. Like, you know, it's got poppy vibes, but I think it's just the way JoJo kind of scream sings it. But at the same time, you know, I feel bad for JoJo. I feel like, you know, she gets a lot of hate, and I know that I was kind of like, ooh, girl, what are you doing? But at the same time, I'm like, you know, JoJo, I think, is good when it comes to money and a career. Like, she's had a very good career, and I think her song is still doing good. And then she lifted up another artist, and like, I get the vibes genuinely that JoJo would think that this is hilarious and be like, oh my God. Like, I feel like she's got a pretty good attitude when it comes to the internet, and she's just kind of like, yeah, this would happen, and like, good for this girl. I haven't seen her release a statement or anything, but like, if you haven't listened to the Britt Smith version of Karma's a Bitch, and it was kind of, I watched like a TikTok of I think it was from Britt, and she was talking about how like she wanted to release a different song, and the record label made her release this one, and it didn't do very good, and then she just quit music. So she had been out of music for so long, and now all of a sudden like her song's blowing up, and like, that's fun. Like, we kind of love that for her. So yeah, I thought that was hilarious and kind of sad. I think it's funny, not with any shade of JoJo. It's just like, it's so weird how the world works, you know. Like, it's just wild that people were like, no, there's an original version of the song, and now we're gonna blow it up. Like, It's crazy. I mean, listen, if the internet's going to be vindictive, at least it can benefit somebody. And people will stream both versions to listen. JoJo's rich. I'm sure she's fine. But it was just so crazy. Could you imagine? Okay, let's talk about a little sports news. First and foremost, I went to my first Bay FC game, which is the new San Jose women's soccer team. And I have to say, that place was packed, okay? And I was kind of like joking with my dad because, you know, he is someone who is always on time and early, you know? And so he called in, the game was at 5. And he's like, okay, I'll pick you up at like 3:30. And I was like, okay, you're wild for that. But like, whatever. Because I do know that they have food trucks out there. You know, it's fun. Oh my God, was the stadium already packed? I was like, oh shit, we might need to get here like even earlier. Like it was packed with people. We had Philly cheesesteaks. It was delicious. I had to be careful though, because I was like, I don't know how this is going to sit. And so we had wonderful seats. It was so fun. Like, there was just so many people there and everybody was just so into it. Like, the crowd was so loud. Like, when they would, you know, almost score, you could hear it. When they were, you know, everybody was so into it. There was, like, a whole fan section where there was two people, like, conducting the crowd. Like, it was truly wild. And I was so bummed that I didn't end up buying season tickets because I saw people got little scarves that said, like, inaugural season ticket holder or something. And I was like, that's cool. I want that. I want to be that level of cool. But there were so many people with those scarves. There were so many people who bought, you know, season tickets. And there were so many kids there, which normally, you know, I'm kind of like, eh, but I'm an auntie now. Like, I'm softened. But there were so many kids there. And I was so excited because I remember that the San Jose Cyber Rays were around when I was a kid. And also my dad took us to, you know, some Stanford soccer games. So I got to see women in my sport I was playing like succeed, and it was so cool that all these little girls were also gonna see that, so they had something to aspire to, you know. And there were little boys there too, like, and everybody was into it. It's like, you didn't, it wasn't one of those things where, you know, it was so gendered, you know. It was like, this is just sports. And I thought that was so cool. It was such a good game. Unfortunately, my dad was feeling sick, so we ended up leaving. And turns out that they won their first game. So I still think it was because of us, for sure. Like, I love to take credit. But when we left when we were watching, so they were, like, down by one. And then they had scored, and they had tied it up. And then right as he was like, okay, like, you know, I think I'm ready to leave, like, they literally scored a goal, and it was stunning. It was, like, such a beautiful goal. And, you know, then I was like, okay, like, sick. But then we head out. Well, apparently the other team tied it up. And then, like, the last couple of minutes, Bay FC scored and won. And it was so cool. I mean, obviously, I didn't get to see that part. But, like, still getting to be there in that atmosphere. I definitely feel that I will become a regular. Like, it was truly the time of my life. There was no, you know, PayPal Park is really cute. If you haven't been, just for the food truck and the vibes, you know, it's worth it. Their whole lawn's full of food trucks. There's so many people out there. Like, everybody's just in a good place, good mood, good vibes. It was truly so fun, and I absolutely loved it. So thank you to my dad for taking me to the game. I'm very excited to go to more. And then also, truly Sports Corner is women news, which we love. And Caitlin Clark was on SNL, and she was funny. She was funny. I thought she was cute, you know. And also, the WNBA draft was this weekend. You guys, this is why we need more women in sports. The looks we're giving, okay? It was giving, are we at Paris Fashion Week or are we at the WNBA draft? Like, I was living for it. Caitlin Clark showed up and she was like in full Prada. And she's like, yeah, Prada hasn't dressed anybody for an NBA or a WNBA draft. Flex. Angela Reese was there and she looked stunning. She was in like a hooded dress and she could not have looked more chic. I'm obsessed. I am absolutely obsessed with her. Angel Reese was drafted to Chicago and Caitlin was drafted to Indiana. So I'm really excited. Like I said before, we are seeing the uprise of women's sports and I could not be more excited about it. And I love all the, you know, there were so many like NBA players who were so supportive of the draft and everything. And there was this one story, and I feel bad because I didn't write down her name because I just saw it on TikTok like last night and I then went to sleep. But there was a girl who was there. She was on Caitlin Clark's team and she went to the draft, to support Caitlin, and she ended up getting drafted herself. And we love. I know I said I was going to try to get into basketball and then I didn't, but maybe the WNBA will get me there. Maybe if they keep showing up with these looks, you know, it's like a red carpet, you know, I'm in love, absolutely in love. Okay, let's get into the I'm sorry what moment of the week. And listen, I don't know if I'm ready to talk about this, but I feel like it has to be my I'm sorry what moment because I'm so annoyed. You guys, I don't understand how I am already getting Bumble ads. Like, I am not ready to accept that I'm like not in a relationship anymore, but Bumble is. Like, how do they know? And I wish that, you know, I could check a box that's like, please don't fucking show me these ads until I'm ready. Like, why? Why isn't there that an option? Like, I need, I'm like, babe, I'm depressed. Like, please do not make me up my dose of my new medication because you won't stop reminding me. And also, the ads are weird. It's all on my Pinterest, which Pinterest has been my safe place. This has been my safe place. And maybe that's it. They're like, this single bitch must be... This must be a single girl who spends her day scrolling on Pinterest. Like, is it because I'm not doing wedding pins anymore? Like, is that why? They're like, oh, she stopped planning her perfect wedding. I'm like, I'll pin a couple more dresses if you please leave me alone. But I have to say, the ad is so unhinged. It's like, it's advertising meeting on Bumble and getting married in Vegas. I was like, I don't know if this was the partnership that we needed, but like, whatever. And it's every like five pins I scroll by. It's like meet on Bumble, marry in Vegas. I'm like, what part of my dream wedding Pinterest board gives Vegas to you? Or are you like, listen, this girl has been pinning wedding stuff since like 2010. So we know her ass isn't going to get married anytime soon. So maybe we should just keep pushing the Vegas wedding on her. Like, leave me alone, Bumble. I'm not ready. Like, I can't. I absolutely cannot. I saw it and I was like, I didn't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm like, how do you know? And I understand. I'm a marketing girl, okay? I'm a marketing girl. I get it. You're like, I'm a target demo, but not yet, okay? I feel like there should be a rule. Obviously, somehow you know I'm single. Now wait 6 months, okay? Like, it's going to take me some time, okay? It's going to take me some time. So leave me alone. I can't. I just can't. It's the worst. But anyways, I don't know what the more I'm sorry what moment is. The fact that I'm getting the ads for Bumble or the fact that they want us to meet on Bumble and get married in Vegas. Like, I don't understand. They're like, you desperate millennials, like, you know, it's too late for you. Your clock is ticking. Just get married in Vegas and say fuck it. And if there's one thing about me, it's that absolutely will not happen. If there's one thing I know about myself, it's that, like, I believe that I will get married one day. Sometimes it's looking a little rough, but I will be having a wedding, okay? Okay. If you hear me come on this podcast and you say, you know what, I've given up and I'm getting married in Vegas, call somebody. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I am so grateful for all of you. I hope you have the most wonderful, amazing day, amazing week. And I hope you do something for yourself today, tomorrow, and literally every day. I am so grateful for you listening to this podcast. Thank you for going through all of the moments with me of my life. I am just too lucky, honestly. I don't think there's someone that is as lucky as me when it comes to amazing podcast listeners. Thank you for all of your support. Please share this podcast with your friends. I would love to have some more, you know, the goals are on and I still have not managed to hit that average of 100 downloads. I was at 99 for a while, which is so annoying, but you know, we were so close and I would just really love for everyone to, you know, love the podcast. So give it a like, give it a 5-star review or 4 if you feel, you know. I heard on, I think Taylor Strucker's podcast, she was like, this is the only way you can tip a podcaster. So we love, tips accepted. But yeah, thank you for listening. I love you so much. I will talk to you all next week. Oh, by the way, sorry, I forgot to mention, this is my 180th episode of the podcast. We've hit 180 episodes. How unbelievably wild is that? Thank you all so much for getting us to this incredible milestone. I love you to the ends of the earth, and I will talk to you soon. Okay, bye.